Hey, what's up, guys? It's the end of summer, and I decided to do CV's spill it questionnaire. So I decided to have some fun with this. So have fun. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your Gone Wild personality? 1 being not at all like, and 10 being exactly like. I would say maybe 6. Because I roll on the subset of things usually, but I enjoy playing a Dom. So I had fun with my recordings, as far as I'm concerned. So that was cool. So number 2, what's the story behind your username? I've had this username for a while. So it's the end of summer, and I did it because my birthday is September 19th, which is 3 days, I think, before summer ends, usually, like by the solstices and whatnot. So that's why my name is what it is, and I really like my birthday, so I figured, you know what, why not? Okay, 3. So how many languages do you speak? I technically speak 3. I speak English and Chinese pretty fluently, and Japanese, okay. And something sexy in Chinese, huo xiang ni. And I probably did the tones really long, but that basically wrong, sorry. It basically just means I want you. And then there's also huo ai ni, which means I love you. And I always like those. Japanese, I don't really know how to say much. In English, there's the typical, like, yeah. my celebrity lookalike. I don't think I have one. I haven't heard anything about it. I do have a nickname though that most of my friends will call me Cece's Pizza, because there's this one pizzeria like along the coast where I live, and it serves really shitty pizza. So also one of my friends will call me Shitty's Pizza. It's fantastic. 5. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? There are a couple of people who know my secrets. I'm gonna assume you just mean regular secrets. For one, I am afraid of thunderstorms. I hate them. Ever since my father died when I was 10, I've hated thunderstorms. And since I was a kid, but it got worse when my dad died, because I used to go into bed with my parents, and yeah, I can't do that anymore. Plus, I'm older, and that would be weird. But I'm trying to think of what other secrets I have. I love Christmas lights. Like, I put them almost everywhere. I have a stuffed animal fetish. I love stuffed animals. Like, they're everywhere in my room at home. I think fetish is probably the wrong way of putting it, but collector maybe? What bad habits do you have? I occasionally pick my nose. No, that's disgusting. I'm trying to think. That's the only really bad one, I think. Tell us about the story of losing your virginity. My losing my virginity story is really weird. I don't even know when exactly I lost it, because some guys were just like too small to like break my hymen. So I don't really know when I lost it, but I have a feeling it was with one of my exes. He was my ex during high school, so boyfriend during high school, and we had finally decided for his birthday to lose my virginity, so we did that. And his virginity as well. So that was how I lost my virginity. That's the story I'm claiming to. How frequently do you have sex with someone else? When I had my boyfriends, when I had one that was close to me, it would be like anywhere from like a couple days to a couple weeks. And then my last boyfriend, it was like a couple months, because it was long distance. But when he was here, it was pretty often, except for my birth control, and then that would be a cock block. And myself, probably every couple nights. I really don't have to do it every night. Sometimes I just choose to, but I don't have to. What is my biggest regret? My biggest regret would probably be not being able to spend more time with my father before he died of cancer when I was 11. He was really great and taught me a lot of stuff. Like, I learned how to ice skate and swim from him, and it was fun. So I really wish I could spend more time with him. Yeah. So, what would you choose as a death row meal? If I had to choose one thing to eat before I died on death row, it would probably be rice or really, really good chicken udon because it's so delicious and it's like kind of my food to cheer myself up with, besides maybe oranges. And I'd have oranges too, that'd be cool. What is your favorite scent? I really like the, like, for candles, I like apple scents, like, and, the smell of trees, Christmas trees, like, birch, and, like, all that kind of stuff. But scent for, like, guys, there was this one, cologne that one of my, exes had, and it was, like, on the British side of things, and it smelled so good. I can't remember the name of it. And I used to keep a bottle in my room that he gave me because oh my God, it was so good. Okay, so 12. What do you wear to bed on a regular night or on sexy nights? On a regular night, I'm usually like sweatpants, shorts, long sleeve t-shirt, short sleeve t-shirt. Like, it depends on like how cold it is. I usually keep my room pretty cold, but I'll bundle up with covers, so like I could either be wearing sweatpants or I could be wearing shorts, tank top, like anything really is what I wear to bed. And on sexy nights, generally I will not wear a bra, but I'll still wear underwear and like a long t-shirt or something. Yeah. Okay, so number 13. What do you wear to bed on a. Oh no, I just read that one. No, I suck. Do you read in bed? That's where I was. I'll read on my computer. unless I have like schoolwork, and then I'll read stuff for my college classes, but other than that, no. Though my favorite author, I'd have to say Shakespeare. I know that's really boring. Between Shakespeare and trying to think. I can't really think of the other one, but Shakespeare's really good. I read him a lot. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. That was back before I broke up with my ex a couple months ago, and that was, I think it was on my period. So, I mean, I wanted to try it, so I was just kinda like, meh. And it wasn't too bad. Like, obviously, it was kind of gross for me because, like, ew, I'm on my period. And so, yeah. It wasn't bad, though. Heightened senses and whatnot, so it wasn't bad at all. What one word describes you inside the bedroom? Vocal. I'm pretty vocal. I'm not very silent. Very hard for me to shut up in general. Outside of the bedroom, this is hard. I would go with sassy, but I have a nice side. I tend to like back sass a lot, especially my own peers. Do you have any piercings or tattoos? I have a nose piercing. I have like a little nose ring or stud. It's a stud, yeah. It's a little aquamarine stud on like the left side of my nose, my left side. And it's really hard to see, so like no one ever notices it. And tattoos, I am getting a tattoo on my foot in the next couple weeks, and it's going to be the little soot balls from My Neighbor Totoro, and I'm gonna make them in like a little anklet around my foot. And it's gonna have like the little pieces of candy as like the combining bits. So yeah. 17. Have you ever come without touching your pussy? No. I don't think so. I mean, unless you're counting like if someone else does it, and then yes, but No. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did something just happen? Are you multi-orgasmic? Every year for my birthday, I go out of my way to do a challenge. So for the years of my birth, I will. So, like, for instance, this year I'm 20. So back September, I came 20 times in one night, like until I finished. And like, I cannot tell you how hard that gets after a while. Get to about 15 and you're just like, oh, please. Next year it's gonna suck. 'Cause 21 and drunk. Good times. Probably drunk. So I did challenge myself to it, and I do it every year. I've done it since I was about 16. That first year was so hard to get used to that. And yes, I am multi-orgasmic, so I did count those in that challenge, like a dork. 19. What is your sexual bucket list? I'd probably have to say that. I can never think of this. You can tell I've done so many things. It's so sad. I'll tell a quick story while I think about it. When I first transferred to my other college, we had a night where we were all playing Cards Against Humanity and we were all drunk and stuff. And then at one point we switched to Never Have I Ever. And the game became What Haven't I Done? Like, basically, like, they were like sprouting things off and I had to drink every time I had done something. And that was a very long drunk game. It was very sad. So yeah, sexual bucket list. Probably wrestling. I've never really wrestled with someone and then been like, oh, this is so hot sex. Yeah, that's never happened. But that sounds really fun. Nothing painful though, like basically just pinning and like, ha, like I got you, now let's have sex. The notion of public is kind of cool, like the risk of getting caught, like somewhere, like in a bathroom or something. I don't know. So challenging, because I have so many. Well, that's about it for now. 20. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Good. I'll actually probably show you guys. Actually, no, you guys have heard me. It's in my recordings. Pfft, you guys don't get that pleasure. But if you listen to more of my recordings, you'll hear more of them. So, I know I promised one of my other listeners, I won't say any names, that I would record something for their birthday. Their birthday is around like March, so you guys have to wait a bit for it. But they wanted me to record coming the amount of times that their age is because I was mentioning it to them. And so I will be doing that around March. So I hope you guys look forward to that and like all the other stuff that I post. I'm gonna post some other stuff later today. Sorry this was really long. I can't really think of any other questions besides that. Yeah. So, I guess I'm done because I don't know what else to say. So, I hope you guys enjoyed my spill it questionnaire. Sorry I didn't end it with a cool orgasm or something. Yeah, so I hope you guys look forward to my Dom sub work because I switch for fun, but I'm technically a sub. So, yeah. Hope you guys have a lovely afternoon, evening, day, whatever the hell time it is. And see you later!